Hi there, and welcome to the Kingdom Sexuality Podcast. We're Alana, Kyle, and Tira, friends who have a heart for intimacy and long to uncover God's truth and design for sexual freedom within marriage. Welcome here. Hey there. So welcome back to another episode of the Kingdom Sexuality Podcast. Do you want more of the KS content than just weekly episodes? If so, consider supporting us over on Patreon. Your financial contribution there helps to fuel our mission to bless marriages and shine God's light and love onto topics that are typically left in the darkness. Over there, we have some amazing perks for you guys as patrons as well. And it's only $5 a month. So head over to patreon.com/kingdomsexuality and become a patron today. Now, let's get into the episode.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Kingdom of Sexuality Podcast. We are Kyle, Tira, and Alana. If you're new here, oh, yeah. Welcome.
I guess you never actually say who's who.
I'm Tira.
You're Kyle.
I'm Kyle.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I got mixed up.
If you're on YouTube, you'll see us.
Yeah.
And yeah, let's start off with a review like we always do. KS is the podcast I look forward to hearing most each week. The information presented is so valuable for my wife and I, and the hosts are incredibly likable, engaging, and entertaining. They answer the questions we've had in the past as well as questions we've never even knew to ask. Nice. Thanks, Ryan.
Love it. Man, that's so nice.
You people are awesome.
They're too nice to us. I mean, we're pretty great.
Well.
To be fair.
Some of us.
We're okay.
Yeah. All right, today's verse is 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. You know about the kindness of our Lord Jesus Christ. He was rich, yet for your sake he became poor in order to make you rich through his poverty. Today's question. Mm-hmm. What would your spouse say is their biggest pet peeve about you? I will go first because I made this question and I know my answer, and it's leaving my dishes either at the sink or in the sink and not putting them straight into the dishwasher. Mm-hmm. And we were just talking about this last night. Because when I was a kid, that was the rule, is you take your dishes to the sink or put them in the sink. And then my mom would do the rest. My mom was a great lady. And my wife always makes fun of me for how much my mom did for me. Mm. And when my brother got married, my wife was like, just a heads up. Mom did everything for them.
No. That's funny.
Speaking of that, this is total subject change. But I saw a thing about chore charts and how they don't teach kids to notice, like to look around and see what needs to be done to do it. It's kind of like this, like you were told to do one thing, you put your dishes in the sink, but you weren't told, like, observe if the dishwasher is empty, put your dish in there, but you'd have to be told to look and observe to see what. So it was like, okay, so chore charts, like you need to have a way that your kid can notice what needs to be done and then act upon it, otherwise they'll just keep doing the same chore, but not like for when they're later in life. They'll be missing notice the other things around. And I thought, that's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. I tell my kids to go like find 10 things on the floor to clean up. Nice. Like, go find 10 things around the house that need to be cleaned up.
Smart. Yeah.
So like they have to. Not because of that. I hadn't heard that before. And we do chore charts, but we also do like, okay, go find 10 things to clean up.
Yeah. I like it.
And I have 4 kids, so my house gets clean.
No kidding.
Okay. Sorry. That was
I want to hear yours.
Side note. Well, speaking of cleaning, it's probably cleaning. In our bedroom, in my closet, I typically just don't put clothes away.
Oh.
They are neatly contained on my side. Like, they don't spill into Ken's side. But they're on my side. And once in a while, he'll just go.
I can hear the pain in your back.
Oh, man. I know his pain well.
So that would.
Yeah, babe, clean up your clothes.
That would be it, I think.
That's funny. I asked Jeff because I saw this and I was like, what's my biggest pet peeve? I was like, is it this? Because I asked him if it was that I'm really sucky at, like, I can't tell a story in a short amount of time. I'm just a really bad storyteller. Our listeners probably know that too. Like, I just am really crappy at it. He's like, no. And I was like, do I, like, I was trying to get it.
So you're just perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But apparently I do a thing when I'm sleeping where I like make a swallow sound and he's like, maybe that's it. I don't know. So, okay. Maybe that's it.
What's it like being an angel?
Yeah. It's pretty great. I could think of Jeff's maybe, but I don't know. No, just kidding. He's also perfect.
I got a list of Jeff's here.
How much time do we got?
All right, today we're talking about foreplay, and it's going to be a good one. It's going to be detailed. We're going to hopefully answer as many of your questions as we can. So first off, let's define our terms. Mm-hmm. So what is foreplay? What would you guys say?
The warming up time before intercourse.
Yeah, it's interesting. I have heard it like that we shouldn't even call foreplay foreplay. That we should just call the whole act of any sexual
just sex?
Togetherness as sex. Because it's been put like, okay, typically we think of, you know, foreplay for the women to warm up and get ready. And then intercourse is the main course, right? And then, but it's like, okay, if we were viewing this from the girl's point of view, the sex would almost be the foreplay and the intercourse part would be post-play. And so just like the whole thing should just be called sex, not foreplay and sex, just sex. Anyway, I mean, that debunks the whole episode, but
yeah, you know, that's the end of the episode. So, see you guys next week.
But no, but we're talking about, yeah, the different ways that we enjoy the earlier parts of sex, AKA foreplay.
Right. The leading up to intercourse.
Yeah. 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 It's a good way to do it.
Google said it was any sexual activity that occurs before intercourse.
Hey,
there you go.
It can also be called outer course. We pulled a bunch of you on Instagram and asked what husbands want wives to know about foreplay and what wives want husbands to know about foreplay. So hang around till the end because that is exactly what we're going to cover before we finish.
Yes.
Little teaser for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Why is it important? Why does foreplay or early sex matter at all?
We can continue to call it foreplay since this is our whole episode is foreplay, but just an interesting thought.
Yeah. It's good. It's good. Why does it matter? Why is it important? Why do we care about it?
I mean, we talk about how women need this to warm up as the simple answer.
Yes. But
good talk.
Allow me. But I think there's also probably a lot of guys who really appreciate this too.
Yeah, that was the biggest response that guys got. We'll talk about that at the end. But yeah, definitely that is a huge, huge, huge part of it too.
Right? Like we do talk about like women needing this, and some women do, some women don't.
Yeah.
Some men do, some men don't. So again, if you're like, oh man, but I don't actually care about foreplay or I don't need it to get warmed up. That's what's wrong with me.
Yeah.
Nothing's wrong with you. Oh, congratulations. You're a normal human, just like other people.
Yeah.
We're all different and we're going to have different levels of desire and warming up needs in quotes, like than others. Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I think it helps us get sexually ready, like physically and mentally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think we forget about like the mental aspect, right? Like arousal like is all part. Mental.
Yeah.
If not like more than physical.
Oh yeah.
And in Dr. Nagoski talks about a study in her book Come As You Are that shows how physical response to a sexual stimulus and level of arousal are like way off. Like they're not indicative of one another. And so she says in men there's a 50% overlap between his genital response and his reported level of arousal. In women, the overlap was only 10%. Basically to say, just because a husband has an erection doesn't mean he's aroused and ready for sex. Just because a woman is wet doesn't mean she's ready and aroused for sex, right? Our body's physical responses to things that are going on does not indicate our level of arousal.
Yeah.
That's interesting to think about.
And again, that's why communication is so important, right? Because if their body is not giving you the indicators of how aroused they are, then you need to talk about it. You need to be saying these things as part of your foreplay and as part of your sexual lives.
Yeah. And it doesn't even need to be words necessarily. Like if you know what each other's sounds are for certain things too, like
Or movements.
Yeah, yeah, like all of that is communication.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Wait, versus like, let's quickly sit down and have a conversation. How are you feeling right now?
Or just even like if somebody's thinking like, oh man, I gotta say like, okay,
I'm aroused.
I think I'm aroused now. We're good to go. Are you aroused yet? Okay, how much longer do you think you'll need? Like, oh no, like be practical about it. Like,
yeah.
don't
do that.
I think like, hey, we're going to speak a lot in generalizations here. So if you are listening and thinking, no, I'm not like that. Like, okay, we get it. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about what the majority is. And so for the majority of women,
right,
it takes them a lot longer physically, mentally, sexually to get ready for intercourse compared to the men, right? Mm-hmm. This is just like women are wired differently. Their anatomy works differently. Like the clitoris has a hood. And the hood has to come back for the clitoris to be revealed. And then you get all those nerve endings in play. Like that stuff takes time.
Yeah.
But again, like not necessarily for all women. Some women don't need anything. And they just want to go.
Yeah.
Totally. Want to go.
Okay. So we're going to get real practical here for a second and talk about, okay, what can we do during foreplay? What are some of the options? Because I think it's super easy to get caught in a routine where the foreplay is the same, the sex is the same, the positions are the same. Yep. So we're going to give you guys a bunch of very descriptive, practical options of what you can do for foreplay.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. So let's just go through this list. I'll start. Kissing, sucking, licking, and you can do that on the lips, the neck, the ears, inner thigh, nipples, like do that wherever you want.
Yeah. All the erogenous zones. And I would say too, like for the women, I know we've talked about this before, but different areas may feel better at different times in your cycle.
Yes.
They might also feel different if you're postpartum or when you're pregnant. And so just because a spot hasn't felt good before doesn't mean that it won't in the future. Right. Or like where you are currently. So continue to try, experiment. Like it's not like these are my exact buttons that will always work. And let's say that just keeps the mystery alive for the guy. It makes him have to, you know, explore and work with your body. But so just continue to explore what areas feel good.
I wonder if that's also same in like to a degree to the men, not that they have a cycle that it changes, but just like probably different over time
too.
Or different seasons of life. Or are you meaning like fall and winter?
Seasons of life.
It's that can be super frustrating for the guy because like what's wrong, like this worked last time and it got you going crazy and now it's like don't touch me like that, what?
So, and I think I was gonna say in our responses to that, you know, if they're going after a spot that like totally did it last time and now it's not, don't be like stop. You know, like just calmly say, hey, it's not working for me quite this as like it did last time.
Or just if he's say he's touching your breasts and you're like very irritated by that and they're or they're sore or whatever, like take his hand and put it somewhere else. Like it can be very rejecting for a guy to hear no, like no, what you're doing right now is not pleasurable. That can be like a huge
Shock. Probably same for a woman if she's trying to do something to her husband and he's like no, stop, like like, it just kind of kills the mood. Like, it would just kind of, you'd be like, okay, sorry. Like, what do I do then? Yeah. Right? Like, that's that weird, awkward moment where you're like, okay, what do I touch then? What's okay, then what's good? Yeah. So, having that conversation or, like, just saying or moving their hands.
Totally. For sure. That's
huge.
Yeah. Okay, oral sex. So, using your mouth on your partner's genitals. You can go back and listen to our oral sex series. So we talked all about that, give you lots of good tips. And it's episode 113 to 115. Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Manual stimulation. So using your hands. I feel like this is maybe, is this like a common what people would think when they think foreplay or they think making out? I don't know. So rubbing, pinching. It's like thinking of like nipples or breasts, things like that. A hand job for your husband, rubbing. So again, we talked about this in like thoroughly, I feel like, in the anatomy episode.
Yeah. In the anatomy, it's episode 112. I kind of broke down all of like the vulva and the clitoris and how they like to be touched, typically what kind of pressures and things to do to certain areas. So go back and listen to that episode if you want to, because that was a super helpful episode for this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you like fingering, like having your fingers inside your wife's vagina. But again, this is all very dependent on the woman.
Yeah.
Because some women are just like, no, that's not comfortable. I don't like that. And some women are like, no, that's great. Like, that's what I need.
Totally.
Yeah. So again, regardless of what it is, women, make sure you're like, not just, oh, this is uncomfortable, but I don't want to ruin the mood, so I'm not going to say anything. Mm-hmm. Like, make sure you have a conversation so your husband knows how to please you well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
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 Cool. So. Masturbation. So you can use masturbation as part of your foreplay. So some of you might have had like a really strong reaction to us just saying that right now, but I think masturbation can be done well when it's either together or for the other person. So like maybe you guys masturbate together as part of foreplay, or maybe one of you masturbates and the other person watches. Like those types of things can be part of your foreplay to please one another.
Dry humping, stimulating your genitals by rubbing or grinding them on part of your spouse's body. This can kind of be fun if you're like trying to warm up on the longer game and say kids are still around, but you don't want to like see if you can secretly do it without them noticing. Or
Or like,
you know, like you can sneak it in different areas because you're fully clothed and
sneaky.
Yeah.
You can get really close when you make out.
Anal play. So this is one that is not really talked about. So I think I'm glad we are talking about it because lots of couples actually send this in as a question for like Q&As and stuff like that. Like, is this okay? And so I think it's dependent on you, like as a couple. I think it requires conversations. You're changing things, I won't be able to see them.
No, I'm just starting
the links. But if it's something you guys have talked about and you're both mutually consenting to and excited about trying or exploring, then, you know, we'll go for it. It's something, again, I think we've talked about in our anatomy episode, how that area can be really, or can cause like, cause pleasure. Sounds like a
bad thing.
Risk. Can cause pleasure, but can be pleasurable. It's like the perineum, the area between genitals and the genitals and the anus can be rubbed for pleasure, as can the anus itself. And so lots of people even enjoy penetration of the anus. So again, we normally, when people ask us this on Instagram, we have an article we send along to them that just kind of talks about, because lots of people are like, oh, well, isn't that like sodomy, or isn't that, isn't the Bible say like that's not okay? And so it talks about that, and we can link that article actually in the show notes. So you can read it for yourself, but just how, depending on what you are doing when it comes to anal play, there are like risks involved.
More health considerations, health concerns, and anything else.
Yeah. Thank you. Just to keep that in mind.
Yeah. And lastly, massage. Use your hands to just relax, rub your spouse's body however you want. I suggest using some sort of oil or lotion and not doing it dry, because a dry massage sucks. Which is actually one thing too that I think sometimes women forget, and a lot of guys said this, is if you're using your hand on our penis, like use some sort of lube, because a dry hand job creates friction, which creates ow.
There you go.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, massage is funny. There's so many memes about like, give my wife a massage and got a baby, like all those types of things. Massage seems to be one of those classic, like, the woman loves a massage for foreplay.
Right.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I mean, who does
it's good massage? Relaxing and,
I love massages.
Massage therapy.
I wish I got more of them. okay, so some things to just... Random thoughts to keep in mind during foreplay. Like I just said, you may actually need lube for the foreplay, not just for the sex, but if any, like if the wife suffers from dryness or if you're giving your husband a hand job, like lube is going to be helpful for that.
Or toys, I guess, if you're using toys as part of your foreplay.
True.
We didn't
include that. Yeah, toys can totally be used in your foreplay. We did a toys episode recently. episode. Yes. I don't even remember what it is, but we'll link it in the show notes.
Recently enough that you can scroll and
it'll be there.
Find it. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, this one is for the guys. Slow down. Mm-hmm. Like, absolutely just slow it all down. And when you think you've slow down some more. Because I think a lot of guys just go too hard, too fast. And especially if you're just like at the beginning of foreplay, most women need like some time to warm up. So start slow and pick up your pace as you need to. But
yeah, the science says that 20 minutes is about the amount of time a woman's body goes like from not aroused to aroused. So if you kind of have that time frame in mind, not that you have to do that. And again,
it's just general,
but like, if you're curious about what the science says behind it, that's about the time frame. Yeah.
Cool.
So that's slow because that's 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's 20 minutes.
That's like the whole thing for some people or less.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
See, it'd be a good experiment too. If foreplay isn't a part of your like sexual routine, let's call it, to try some of these things and just see
if it enhances it.
Yeah. And see if it makes it better and see if it's like, oh man, that was actually way more enjoyable for me.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Because maybe it's just something that you've done what you've done and you just don't.
Yeah.
But then to try like, oh, well, why don't we try dry humping? Or, you know, like maybe it's like just hasn't even been on our radar.
Yeah.
So to have a conversation, be like, why don't we just try some things just to see how it goes? Because worst case scenario, we go and do what we normally do.
Yeah.
And it's still a fun time. So,
and if you're doing like scheduled sex, that would kind of be a fun one. Like, okay,
right,
on this day, this time.
It's an explore night.
We're going to do minimum 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Pick and choose.
Mm-hmm.
Roll
mm-hmm.
the dice.
Yeah.
Make it a game.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pick a different position. And I think, okay. Depending on the position you're doing, because you talked about how arousal affects the length of.
Well, the full erection happens inside
a woman.
But
maybe if you're doing more foreplay, your body would be more ready to try a position that maybe is normally uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, fully. Yeah, yeah.
If you've taken the time to do some foreplay and become like fully
because
aroused.
It does lengthen as we are aroused too. Yeah.
So something to think about if you're like, oh, well, I would love to try this position, but it's kind of uncomfortable for me.
Yeah.
Maybe if we try more things,
it
might not be as uncomfortable.
I think too, some men and some women are more comfortable doing certain things when they are aroused. Like maybe a husband doesn't want to give his wife oral sex, but if he's like aroused and she spent a bunch of time on him, then he's like, yeah, like I want to go do that now. Or vice versa, right? Like maybe it takes a wife to be really aroused and turned on to want to give her husband oral sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Hey, so I just wanted to take another second to talk about Patreon. So did you know that becoming a patron has some sweet perks? When you support us on Patreon, you gain access to an exclusive community where you can connect with like-minded people who share your passion for understanding and growth. As a patron, you also receive both of our Prayers for Your Husband and Prayers for Your Wife ebooks free. We also do monthly live Q&A sessions where you can interact directly with Kyle, Tira, and myself, and you get to know us better and dive deeper into the topics that you care about most. As a patron, you also get a 25% discount on all our products just for being a patron, as well as priority when suggesting episode topics. We also just started a private patron-only Facebook group, so it's a safe place to share thoughts, experiences, and support each other. And all of this is only $5 a month. So join us, head over to patreon.com/kingdomsexuality, become a patron, and unlock some amazing rewards. We're really grateful for your support.
Yeah, so going from your least sensitive areas to the more sensitive. So don't just go right in.
to the clitoris
and be like, hi. It's, you know, start with the least.
Thighs.
Yeah.
And then, thighs, groin, outer lips.
And it's almost fun to tempt those areas more, you know, and then back off and then come back and then come back. Like, and in that, you can also increase the time.
Yeah.
There was one response we got on Instagram, and the woman said, less is not more, more is more. And I was like, again, in general, that seems to be the norm with most women. However, some women don't need any foreplay.
I don't get it. Right? Less is not more, more is more. I don't get it.
Like, you know the saying, less is more?
Yeah.
It's like,
but in foreplay, more is more. Like, I need more. Okay. Right? Like, you can't do too, well, you can't do too much is what basically what this person is saying. But again, for some people, they don't need anything, right? Or very little. So in the end, all of this comes back to communication, right? You got to talk about what you like, what you don't like, how much you want, how little you want, where you want it, how you want it, all that kind of stuff. So let's talk about what the wives wanted the husbands to know and what the husbands wanted the wives to know.
Sure.
So again, we're talking in generalizations for the most part. Here's an example. The very first two responses that we got for what women want husbands to know were this. First one said, if you're doing it right, it doesn't take long. And the next response says, it takes a lot longer for, it takes a lot longer and a lot more for us. It's a feature, not a bug. Right? So there's two women who obviously feel very differently about foreplay. One of them's like, if you do it right, it's not going to take very long. And one of them's like, it takes a long time. So everyone's different here, right? So the best that I could, I summarized the majority of the responses into kind of categories here. So by far, the most popular response for what men want women to know about foreplay is we like it too. I think there can be this huge emphasis on foreplay for the women. And the men just kind of get forgotten. And so many men, I would say at least half, and we got like hundreds of responses, was some form of, we like it too, don't forget about us. That kind of stuff.
Or like when there's like, okay, well, she needs, you know, 15, 20 minutes. And so he spends time on her and he gives her like two. Right?
I think it can, because I think it can be so easy for women because they look and it's like, oh, you're hard, you're ready to go. But like we already talked about that, right? That's not necessarily indicative of how he's feeling. Like he needs to be turned on mentally too. He needs to have that arousal going on. And just because you can see his genital response where you can't necessarily see a female's genital response, it doesn't mean that he's ready to go. So ladies, give your men some time.
Okay, let's see what else was. So the guys also said, we want to see you was another popular one. So because they think women are sexy and we don't want to see all that sexiness. So not always lights off.
That was a common response from the men.
A lot of men said like, we want to be able to see you. Right. That's part of us getting turned on is seeing you because we think you're beautiful and we think you're sexy and that's going to help us get turned on. So if we're doing it in the dark, it's going to be harder.
And if we go on the episode that we did on like, do I feel attractive? Where I talked about how when a man sees his wife's face, it makes him more attracted to you. Like over the long term. So if you're always having sex without the lights on and he can't see you, he's not making that neural connection.
Tira, you skipped one.
Oh, dang.
But that's okay. Yeah. The second most popular response. The second most popular response was the importance of confidence and enthusiasm, right? A lot of guys said like, show that you like it. Like, let us know that you're having a good time. And when you're giving us foreplay, like be confident in what you're doing. Don't be timid. Don't be shy. Like have some confidence in what you're doing, whether it's how you look or what you're doing. But confidence and enthusiasm were like the other quarter of them. And then the rest of them were miscellaneous. But it was, we want foreplay too. Be enthusiastic about it and have some confidence. And then a bunch of others like
keeping the lights on.
Keeping the lights on. What else? Elena, you want to read the next one?
No, we get pleasure from seeing how much we turn you on. Pleasing you is just as fun for us as it is for you.
Yeah, this is super common.
Kind of goes with the other one.
We want to know you're into it.
The other one here I see is initiate, which I love because I feel like sometimes us as women, again, because we were told, okay, you need lots of foreplay. You need all this time, that we just expect the men to come and initiate it because that's their role, right? We don't think, oh yeah, I can initiate foreplay too.
So
that's a good one.
But if you think about it, imagine if, so if you mentally are like, I'm going to initiate, I wonder how many minutes you're taking off of like the required, not required, but like the foreplay mentally to already take that step.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because your mind is already like, no, I am going to initiate this. We're doing this.
You're already like in the mindset.
Yeah. So it's already getting you so much closer to arousal and pleasure and whatever before even needing any other things.
Totally. Yeah.
So probably very helpful.
Yeah.
Lots of guys said it was some form of, it doesn't have to be just kissing or just a hand job or just whatever. So like kind of getting at the idea that you can mix it up a little bit, try something new, right? Like I don't, just like what you guys were saying with the women, right? Time of the month or whatever, like the same thing might not feel as great.
Yeah.
Same with the guys, right? Yep. We might want something different. We might want you to try something different.
Yeah.
Right. That idea again of going outside of your comfort zone.
And then be confident about it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, hey, this is what we're trying tonight.
Yeah. 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 Totally.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. No, that's good. Okay. Oh, and you kind of mentioned this already. A bunch of responses about not just touching the penis dry, using either like some kind of lube or spit or anything like that, because the friction would be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, and same goes in reverse too, I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lastly, don't forget the balls. That's what there are like I don't know a handful of those, but I think it's one of those things where it is so easy to forget, right? Like, but they can be very pleasurable to be touched as well, so it's definitely worth giving a try. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, there's some funny ones. I'm glad you get these in. Sitting on my face is enjoyable, don't worry, I'm not going to suffocate. That's funny. It's more fun when it's messy. No, I don't care about the sheets.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah, it's interesting to hear the men's responses, because I think probably as women you overlook it so easily for your husband, and you're just so focused on you almost, which is like, oof, just another part of like our selfish nature in general. But to actually be like, okay, how can I serve my husband in this way?
Yeah.
And help him be fully excited and aroused and ready for what's to come.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right, ladies, it's your turn. What did the women want men to know about foreplay?
So it said the two most popular responses were, we need it and to slow down.
Yep.
Yeah. That's self-explanatory, I think.
Yes, it is.
Don't go straight for the goods, which I think we also already mentioned.
Yeah.
Like the clitoris or the breasts, necessarily.
Yeah.
You think about it, what we've listed before. There's a bunch of other things you can do if you're, like, massaging or touching or rubbing or making out. Like it's there's a lot of options.
It starts outside the bedroom. So, like, you can start warming up even mentally, like sweet messages throughout the day, or like
probably husbands would like that too.
Also, oh, yeah,
I'm surprised they didn't maybe mention that as much or significantly enough to mention. In but
I like chore play. I'm assuming that means getting to watch your husband do chores. And, but yeah, helping with that mental load.
But I'm pretty sure one of the responses was like when he does the dishes. Like when you think about it and you know yourself enough to know that that is foreplay to you, like that's intense.
Yeah.
And guys, like run with that. Like she just gave you like the key, like do that.
But that could really be easily loomed over a man. When you do this and this and this, then I want sex.
True.
Or that's what gets me in the mood. You didn't actually do the dishes today, so I'm not ready for sex. Like I can
That would be.
Can you imagine?
That would be so petty. I'd be so choked.
But I feel like you could really easily become that.
You're right.
Yeah. I actually took out the trash today. So, nope, we're not going to have sex today.
Or in reverse.
Vice versa. Yeah.
Like babe, I did the dishes. Let's go.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. Transactional.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to our keeping score episode.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. What you did last time might not work this time.
Yeah, so talked about that.
Yep, time of the month.
If I like what you're doing, don't stop or switch it up. Just keep doing the good.
And just say, don't stop. Keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah, communicate that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, guys, listen.
Yes. Because, yeah, like I, there's so many women who have said this, where it's like, as soon as it's like really good and I start mentioning, like I make the sounds or I, mm-hmm. I let them know that it's good, then they try and do it faster or they do it different.
Yeah, it is really easy for guys to like get excited. Mm-hmm. Like once something's working, yeah. and like you see how she's reacting, you can get too excited and mm-hmm. go too fast. So guys, just control yourselves, slow it down a little mm-hmm. bit, or don't slow it down. Just do the same thing.
Yeah. Okay. So the funny ones that came with the girls, don't go ham right away. And then, yeah, take your time, but not too much. It's complicated.
That's kind of true though, because I think there's some women where there comes a point where it just can become irritating.
Yeah.
Right? Like you put in already. Yeah, exactly, right?
Like I feel like you'd get bored or you're like, okay, let's just go.
Yeah.
It's been 3 hours, babe. I think we're ready for it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully this is helpful too for like newlyweds or people who are getting into marriage and they're like, okay, well, what do we do? What can we do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do we get aroused? And, you know, I feel like these are all helpful ideas, hopefully to you, to kind of know what foreplay is and how you can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
And there's no right or wrong way.
No.
Yeah.
Whatever maybe we didn't list something. Is the right way.
Yeah.
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 Doesn't mean it's not a real way to have foreplay if we did mention it.
Yeah, totally. Okay.
All right. Shall we close in prayer?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for making our bodies unique and the way that they get turned on uniquely as well. And Lord, we just pray over the couples listening to this episode that they will feel encouraged and challenged to try new things and to be patient with one another, but also get enjoyment and excitement out of one another. And I just pray your blessing over them and help them to have fun during the foreplay. Amen.
Amen.
Hey friends, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you like our content, please like, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts, and tell your friends too. Thanks so much for journeying with us today as we tackled the hard questions and dive deep into godly intimacy. Make sure you follow us on Instagram to see more of our content and check the show notes for any links we might have mentioned in today's episode. We're so grateful to be on this journey with you, and we can't wait to see you in the next episode.